Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Jesus Christ wants us to put Him and His kingdom first in our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Jesus said in Matthew 10, verses 37 through 39, that if we love father or mother or son or daughter more than we love Him, then we are not worthy of Him. In Luke 14, verse 33, He said, "Whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." And so in order to be a disciple of Christ, we must forsake all for Him, even our own lives. Well, what is most important to you? What are your priorities in life? Are you putting Jesus first in your life? You know, being honest in our answer to these questions is not easy. The temptation for us as Christians is to answer in terms of what we know should be most important and not what is in fact most important to us. For example, we may say, well, the Lord and His kingdom is most important to us, because we know that is what we ought to say. And if we say it enough, we may convince ourselves that that is the truth, when in actuality it may not be the truth. And also, if we think we are moving more or less in the direction of putting Jesus first, we may think that gives us the right to say that the things of Jesus Christ are our top priorities. We may say it like this: "I plan to pray and study my Bible more. I plan to attend services more regular, just as soon as I can get my schedule under control." Well, since our intentions are good, we think our priorities are where they ought to be, and the Lord is pleased. Well, the lesson today is designed to test what truly is important to us. We want to answer the question, how do we know what our priorities are? Well, first of all, our priorities are determined by our practice, not by our words or our theories. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22, we read of a rich young man coming to Jesus and asking Him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" Well, Jesus tells him, "If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." The young man asked, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Well, the young man said to Him, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." It then says that the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, I think this young man truly wanted eternal life. If you ask him what his top priorities are, he would have probably said pleasing God is his highest priority. But when Jesus told him to go sell what he had and to give to the poor and come follow Him, it says that he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You see, what this young man may have said about his values indicated one thing, but his actions indicated another. Again, our priorities are determined by our practice, not by our words or our intentions. We need to understand the Lord does not judge what our priorities are by listening to our theories, but rather by looking at our deeds. James says in James chapter 2, verse 18, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works.' Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Now, who has faith? Is it the one who says he has faith? Or is it the one who shows his faith by his works? Look with me also in Matthew 7, verse 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Well, who will enter the kingdom of heaven? Is it the one who says to Jesus, Lord, Lord? Or is it the one who does the will of the Father in heaven? How do we know what our priorities are? Well, it's by looking at what we are in fact doing with our lives. If we do not somehow gather our courage and look at ourselves as God does concerning what is most important to us as to actual fact, that is, by what we do, and if we do not then repent accordingly, eternity holds no hope for us. Jesus says, He who does the will of my Father in heaven is the one who will enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, in order for us to see ourselves as God sees us, we need to ask ourselves some blunt questions as to what our priorities are. Well, let's look at these questions. Question number one, what do others say our priorities are? You know, others may not know us as well as we know ourselves, but they are often more objective about what they do know. Perhaps more than anyone, our children or our spouses are able to cut through our words and tell us what actually matters most to us in the rough and tumble of daily living. You see, they see what we are actually doing. If we want to know what our priorities are, they could probably sum up in a word or two what we're all about. Well, we ought to ask them. Ask them to help you in your honest quest as to what your priorities are. Now, what they tell us may hurt. It may be what we don't want to hear. But if we're honestly wanting to see ourselves as God sees us concerning our priorities, then asking them to give us their honest evaluation of what they see can be very helpful. The writer of Proverbs says, "Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Proverbs 27, verses 5 and 6. Well, question number two, what do we think about? Our true priorities are the things we choose to think about when our minds are in neutral, when activities and obligations do not require us to be thinking about anything in particular. Our thoughts usually are attracted like filings to a magnet to our real interest. We will think about those things that are most important to us. And so the person who finds that he meditates on God and His Word only when he forces himself to do so on Sunday in church services, is not telling the truth when he says that the things of God are his overriding concern. You know, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5 and verse 6. Now, we know what it means to hunger and thirst for something. Will those who hunger and thirst for righteousness think on the righteousness of God only when they force themselves to do so on Sunday? Who is the one who truly loves the Lord and puts Him first in his life? Well, the psalmist said, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Psalm 119, verse 97. Question number three, what do we talk about? The conversations we engage in arise out of the things that are on our minds. We usually talk about those things in which we are interested. If we have to admit that we rarely talk about the Lord except in connection with the services of the church, that ought to tell us something. And even if we do sometimes talk about the things of God, if our acquaintances would have to say that our conversation gravitates more naturally and enthusiastically toward other things, then there is serious doubt whether our ultimate priorities are really the kingdom of God. What we choose to talk about speaks loudly regarding our values. And then question number four, how do we spend our time? You know, hardly anyone has as much spare time as he would like, but all of us have some, and the way we spend it displays our priorities. How we spend our time speaks loudly regarding what is important to us. For example, what would you say of someone who says that he does not have time to study his Bible or to do personal evangelism But he finds time to go fishing or to go to a football game or to watch TV every night. You know, people usually find time to do what they want to do. They find time to do what is important to them. Now, someone might be saying, but I have to admit, I don't enjoy reading, and so it's hard for me to read my Bible. I don't enjoy talking to others about Jesus because most people reject it and won't have anything to do with me. I just don't enjoy that. Well, I understand. Doing the will of the Lord is not always enjoyable. I'm sure Jesus did not enjoy going to the cross, but he did it because our salvation was important to him. We were important to him. You see, we do what is important many times, even when we do not enjoy it. Here is a mother whose child gets sick in the middle of the night. The child is vomiting. Well, I'm sure the mother would rather stay asleep than get up and tend to that sick child. But she gets up and does what she does not enjoy doing because the care of that child whom she loves is important to her. That child is a priority in her life. You see, we take the time to serve the Lord because he is important to us. Question number 5. How do we spend our money? How we spend our money says a lot about what our priorities are. Suppose a Bible class teacher recommended a $35 reference book that would help us in our Bible study, but we said we could not afford it. But suppose at the same time we spend that much and more attending one baseball game, or we spend that much eating out every week, or we spend that much and more on decorative home furnishings. Could anyone then take seriously our claim that the Lord is our uppermost concern? Well, question number 6. What gives when we face a conflict of priorities? Now, be assured, conflicts will arise that will test what is most important to us. For example, sometimes we face scheduling conflicts. This is where we are unable to be at two places at the same time, and so we will have to give up one activity for another. When this happens, if we give up doing the work of the Lord for worldly activities, then we show where our priorities really are. For example, in the matter of sports, if we can manage it such that our softball league and the services of the Lord's church hardly ever conflict, that is all well and good, but it says relatively little about our priorities. It is when the occasional conflict arises that we make a statement about our priorities. Do we play ball, or do we worship God with our fellow saints? Indeed, it is when priorities collide that we learn the most about ourselves, our values, and whether the Lord reigns within us or not. And so how do I know in all honesty what my priorities are? Well, it's by looking at what I am in fact doing with my life, what I think about, what I talk about, how I spend my time, how I spend my money, and what gives when conflicts arise. Where my priorities are, there will my energy and enthusiasm be also. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you have a question that you would like for us to address on a future program, or if you would like to talk with us, there are 3 ways that you may contact us. You may send us an email. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call us. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may send us a note by means of the U.S. Postal Service. Our mailing address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship. Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.